Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD Daily Dose of Daf with Reb Team, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Erevin 55, talking about travel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, hut dwellers and desert travelers, their lives are not their lives and their families are not considered their own. And Abrice explains as well, Eliezer of Berea says, hut dwellers are like grave dwellers, and about their daughters, the verse goes on to say, it's not such a good thing for them. What does this mean? The notes explain that the people, these travelers, they lead a nomadic existence, taking their wives with them and living in temporary dwellings. Shepherds usually inhabit huts, staying for a month or two to exploit the pasture, and then moving on from Rashi. And those that travel, those that dwell in the huts, those that are out and about in the world constantly, they are like the dead in that they lack the basic comforts of life, and are at the constant mercy of the elements, as Rashi explains. You know, society, people like to depict the grand life, the great life of these business people, these travelers, these grandiose people that are in different companies that are traveling the world. I've seen the world, I've traveled the world, I've been to so many places. They like to make it seem like an exotic life, like a beautiful life, a wonderful life, but really it's very taxing, very tiresome, and really not the real essence and the real spiritual pleasure that we're looking for. It might be materialistically pleasurable, but that's not the real end and all be all. And it feels like an empty existence. If you want the real spiritual aspect, the spiritual essence, it's living a life full of Torah mitzvahs within your own community, within your own home, within your own family. It's great and large to look at these things and to feel like it's wonderful doing great things for your company. But at the end of the day, what do you really get? What do you accomplish and what are you obtaining? We're only here for 120 years. We're only here, God willing, we should be zocha. We're here to get mitzvahs, to get Torah, to get chesed, to work on ourselves and with our wives, with our kids, to make a difference in the world. And if we're out and about all the time, then we're lacking the basic essence of being in the home. So even though society tries to praise things that are the wrong things, it's the upside down, topsy-turvy type of life, try to understand and realize how wonderful it is really to be at home at the forefront of everything. And maybe during our crazy times, it's one of the many lessons maybe we're supposed to learn. We're supposed to be home. We're supposed to turn inwards in ourselves and turn to our wives and our families, appreciating the time, understanding the time, realizing what's truly valuable, what's truly essential, and what's truly, truly prosperous and truly profitable, and what's truly amazing. Even though maybe throughout the world many people used to travel a lot, now we're not allowed to, now we can't, because we realize the main aspect is in the home, from the home, and now many of us work from home remotely, because those things that are out there really can be done from the home. And maybe if we turn inward, focus more on our own families and our lives, maybe then there'll be a shift in the world to realize what's truly important in our life, and hopefully for others in the secular world to see as well. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 56 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.